Thank you very much and a warm welcome.
Cameroon State Radio says President Paul Biya, a few of his close advisors and his wife Chantal Biya are back in Yaoundé after spending close to 50 days outside the Central African state. Biya's return was also broadcast live on state television, which showed thousands of people gathered at major junctions near Yaoundé Simalen International Airport where Biya landed. 35-year-old chemistry teacher Mbang Boniface was among the throngs of civilians, many of whom were anxious about his mysterious absence. He says he is surprised that the Cameroon government gave so much importance to Biya's return without telling civilians where the president was.
We just wake up one morning to see this huge mobilization of workers, students, to receive somebody we've not known where he was. And this not only slows down economic activity, but slows down productivity. The citizens are worried if the president who is coming in is in good health or not. It's a shame.
Civilians said there was a huge military presence in Cameroon's capital when Biya arrived. The military said government troops were deployed to maintain peace and order, while soldiers of the Presidential Guard protected Biya personally, as tradition holds. Hundreds of Biya's pictures with messages welcoming him back home were visible at several road junctions. Biya, who looked old but strong, spoke with his advisors at the airport for about 6 minutes before leaving for Cameroon's presidential palace in a motorcade heavily protected by forces of the Presidential Guard. Media outlets said they were surprised that Biya neither spoke with journalists nor made a statement about his protracted disappearance and rumored death. Fru Jonathan is a member of Biya's ruling Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Party and a close collaborator of Biya. He called media reports that civilians were either hired or intimidated to turn out en masse to welcome Biya as unfounded.
Cameroonians in a vast majority love their president. After the wild rumors that circulated, our people are happy to hear that President Paul Biya is coming back strong and that he has been walking out there and that he's coming back to continue his duties in the country. Our wish is that President Paul Biya should continue to be healthy.
Supporters of the opposition Cameroonian Party for National Reconciliation, or CPNR, turned out to chant slogans telling Biya that he is old and should hand over power. The 92-year-old Biya has been Cameroon's president for more than four decades. He left the Central African state on September 4 for the Africa-China Forum. After departing China on September 8, he hadn't been seen in public for more than a month, triggering speculation in news reports and social media posts that he might have died. During that time, Cameroon's government said Biya was in excellent health and working for the country's development in Geneva. The government says his plane left Geneva for Yaoundé on Monday. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.